Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Eliminate Negative Thinking, the 10-Step Blueprint to Overcome Self-Doubt. Rewire Your Brain and Build Emotional Resilience by Julia Deloach is a self-help and personal development book focused on reducing habitual negative thought patterns. It is positioned within the practical mental wellness category, combining ideas associated with cognitive reframing, mindfulness, emotional regulation, and resilience building. The book is not presented as clinical therapy, but as an accessible guide for readers who experience overthinking, self-doubt, low self-esteem, stress, or recurring inner criticism. Its central purpose is to give readers a structured 10-step process for noticing unhelpful mental patterns, interrupting them before they intensify, and replacing them with more constructive responses. Rather than treating positive thinking as a vague attitude, the book emphasizes repeated daily practice, mental exercises, and behavioral consistency. Its appeal lies in its organized format and its focus on translating familiar psychological principles into everyday routines for greater calm, clarity, and emotional steadiness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, identifying negative thought loops before they become emotional habits. A central concern of eliminate negative thinking is the way repeated thoughts can become automatic emotional patterns. The book frames negativity not simply as a bad mood, but as a loop in which self-doubt, fear, and mental replay reinforce one another. This matters because many readers do not notice negative thinking until it has already shaped their mood, decisions, or relationships. The value of the book's 10-step structure begins with awareness. By encouraging readers to identify recurring triggers, inner criticism, and patterns of overthinking, it treats mental change as a process that starts with observation rather than forced optimism. This approach is consistent with widely used self-help principles drawn from cognitive and mindfulness traditions. A person cannot interrupt a thought pattern reliably unless they can first recognize its timing, language, and emotional effect. The book, therefore, positions awareness as a practical skill. It helps readers distinguish between a realistic concern and a rehearsed mental habit that magnifies threat, failure, or inadequacy. Secondly, interrupting overthinking through structured cognitive replacement. The book's practical emphasis is not only on noticing negative thoughts, but on interrupting and replacing them. This is important because overthinking often feels productive while actually repeating the same fear-based conclusions. Eliminate negative thinking presents the idea that readers can create a mental pause between the arrival of a thought and their response to it. In that pause, they can question whether the thought is accurate, useful, exaggerated, or based on emotional assumption. The replacement process is not described as pretending problems do not exist. Instead, it aims to substitute rigid or catastrophic interpretations with more balanced alternatives. This makes the book's method more grounded than simple affirmational thinking. The reader is guided toward practical mental exercises that reduce the intensity of self-sabotaging beliefs and create room for clearer judgment. The strength of this topic is its focus on repetition. A single reframed thought rarely changes a habit, but repeated interruption can weaken the automatic force of negative rumination. Thirdly, rewiring the mind through daily mental exercises and consistency. Eliminate Negative Thinking uses the language of rewiring the brain to describe the cumulative effect of repeated mental practice. While readers should understand this as a simplified self-help framing rather than a technical neuroscience manual, the core idea is familiar repeated attention and repeated responses can strengthen certain mental habits over time. The book emphasizes daily tools and exercises because occasional insight is usually not enough to change long-standing patterns of self-doubt or chronic stress. Its practical orientation suggests that emotional change depends on consistency, not dramatic breakthroughs. This focus is useful for readers who have consumed motivational content but struggle to apply it. The book shifts attention from understanding negativity in theory to practicing new responses in ordinary moments. Exercises aimed at calming mental noise, building optimism, and reinforcing clearer thinking are presented as small repeated actions. The underlying reasoning is that the mind learns through recurrence. When healthier responses are practiced repeatedly, they become easier to access under pressure. Fourthly, building emotional resilience rather than avoiding discomfort. A notable theme in the book is emotional resilience, especially the ability to remain steady when adversity, stress, or uncertainty appears. This distinguishes the book from approaches that imply the goal is to eliminate all difficult emotions. Eliminate negative thinking instead suggests that readers can learn to respond to discomfort without being dominated by it. Resilience in this context means recovering more quickly from setbacks, tolerating uncertainty, and reducing the tendency to interpret difficulty as personal failure. The book links this capacity to practical techniques drawn from psychology, mindfulness, and habit formation. This is significant because many negative thought patterns become stronger when people try to suppress distress completely. A more realistic approach is to acknowledge difficult emotions while choosing a constructive response. By emphasizing resilience, the book offers a framework for long-term mental strength rather than temporary mood improvement. It invites readers to measure progress by increased steadiness, improved self-trust, and the ability to face challenges without spiraling into self-criticism. Lastly, using mindfulness to reduce mental noise and restore inner calm, mindfulness appears as one of the book's key methods for reducing the force of negative thinking. In practical terms, mindfulness helps readers observe thoughts without immediately accepting them as facts. G.S., this is especially relevant for people who experience intrusive worries, emotional overwhelm, or constant mental noise. The book presents inner peace not as the absence of responsibility or conflict, but as a more stable relationship to one's own thoughts. When readers can notice a negative thought as an event in the mind rather than a command, they gain more freedom in how they respond. This perspective supports the broader 10-step framework because mindfulness creates the mental space needed for interruption, reframing, and resilience. The emphasis on daily practice also prevents mindfulness from becoming a vague concept. Breathing, reflection, and attention-based exercises can help reduce reactivity and slow the momentum of rumination. The practical benefit is clearer self-observation, which allows emotional regulation to become more deliberate and less dependent on circumstances. In conclusion, Eliminate Negative Thinking is best suited for readers who want a structured, accessible guide to managing self-doubt, overthinking, emotional overwhelm, and recurring negative self-talk. It may be especially useful for people who prefer step-by-step personal development books over abstract discussions of psychology. The practical benefit lies in its emphasis on identifying thought patterns, interrupting them, replacing them with more balanced interpretations, and reinforcing those changes through daily exercises. Intellectually, the book offers an approachable synthesis of familiar ideas from cognitive reframing, mindfulness, emotional resilience, and habit formation. It does not appear to be aimed at specialists or readers seeking an advanced clinical treatment model, and it should not be treated as a substitute for professional care when distress is severe. Its distinguishing feature within the self-help category is its organized 10-step blueprint, which gives readers a clear progression rather than a loose collection of encouragements. Compared with many books on positive thinking, it places more weight on practical mental training, resilience under stress, and repeated application. For readers seeking a compact framework for moving from self-criticism toward calmer and more constructive thinking, it offers a realistic entry point. If you would like to support Julia Deloach, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.